News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, earlier on, we were speaking about the possible peace deal in Iran. Of course, the consequence of the US attacks in Iran has been a major spike in oil prices around the world and an oil crisis and energy shocks traveling around the globe. The Economic and Social Research Institute in Ireland has been looking at the impact of those price hikes and the government response and seeing who has been most affected. Dr. Claire Keane is with us. She's Associate Research Professor at the ESRI. Claire, as with all things, some have been impacted significantly more than others in this.
Good morning, Anton. Yes. Yes, we had a look to see, you know, what would have been the impact if the government hadn't rolled out any supports. So what we can see is that it, you know, it might sound small, but it's quite sizable just for a price increase. As a result of the energy price hikes, we're seeing around 2% extra of people's take-home pay being spent on just the price increases alone. So quite sizable. But as you say, that's not equal across different income groups. So what we can see is that the lowest income group are now spending 3% extra of their income just on the energy price hikes compared to 1% for higher income households. And that's really reflecting the fact that lower income households spend just a greater proportion of their take-home pay on energy in the first place. So what we did then is we moved on to see, okay, if we look at the various things that the government had announced in response to the crisis, so we've seen declines in cuts in excise duties, we've seen a pausing of the NORA levy on petrol and diesel, a pausing of the carbon tax increase, and as well an extension of the fuel allowance season by a month. And what we found was that the impact of that is kind of cushioning half of the price increase, really, for everybody. And because it's cushioning the same proportion for everyone, it still means that those lower income households are still spending significantly more and experiencing sharper price rises that's not compensated by those measures.
And is there an alternative that you can see that would make a more egalitarian solution?
Well, I suppose if we look back, you know, these are initial measures, a lot of them expiring, and we're possibly facing into a winter of, you know, ongoing volatility and uncertainty around prices. If we look back to what happened during the cost of living crisis and the very high inflation rates we've seen over the last few years, a lot of those measures that were brought in to help people with rising inflation just in general were more targeted. So we saw things like, rather than lots of universal payments, which is what we're seeing now, we saw more targeted things, some universal, some energy credits that everybody benefited from. But for lower income households, there was, you know, lump sum or double welfare payments, things like that. And those kind of spending, that kind of spending would help lower income households more, while higher income households, while facing increased costs, may be more able to, you know, deal with the price increases out of their income.
Claire, thanks for your time this morning. Dr. Claire Keane there, Associate Research Professor with the ESRI.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.